All right, Ruby, thank you so much for joining me here on 2SER this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, why don't you start by telling us a bit about Raise Our Voice Australia? Tell us a bit about the organisation and what sort of goals do you guys have?
Raise Our Voice Australia is an organisation that aims to increase female voices and gender non-binary voices in Parliament and in policy-making tables. So we run training and workshops and pair people with mentors to keep them engaged in the political process.
And now you've got Youth Voice in Parliament Week coming up in October. Why don't you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, so Youth Voice in Parliament Week is happening in October from the 18th to the 22nd. A friend of mine, Ash, who's the founder of Raise Our Voice Australia, met on Instagram and decided that this would be a perfect week to label Youth Voice in Parliament Week. There isn't one. We decided why not then, and we made it happen. And so Youth Voice in Parliament Week asks federal politicians to read speeches written by young people from their electorate in the House of Representatives. So these are 90-second speaking slots, and we're asking young people from these electorates to share anything that they're passionate about, particularly in relation to the Australia that they would like to see in 20 years. In 20 years, young people are going to be in positions of leadership, or they're going to at least be at the table with higher management. And they already have views about what they want that table to look like. And so this is about amplifying that voice early so that we can steer leadership in the right, in what we perceive to be the right direction.
Why do you think this hasn't existed already?
For the same reason why we haven't had a Minister for Youth for so long. I think there is this idea that young people's voices, or that young people in general, have no hope, they're disengaged, they're spending all their time on TikTok and on their phones and they don't know what's going on. But young people are so politically engaged, more so than ever because of the internet. I just don't think a lot of people see their views as being inherently political. A lot of them are passionate about climate change, but they don't realise that having that view makes them political. So it's about connecting those two as well.
Now, you mentioned that young people will be able to read these, have these 90-second speeches read in Parliament. Tell us a bit about this process for Youth Voice in Parliament Week. How does it work? How do people make submissions, and who reads out these speeches?
Yep, so young people can submit their 90-second speech through the Raise Our Voice Australia website. There's a tab at the top called Youth Voice in Parliament, and that's where there is information about the campaign and then also a submit button. We compile all of the speeches from the 42 participating electorates, and then we submit a handful of those speeches to the politicians for them to choose which one they'll read out in Parliament. The initial vetting process is just making sure that speeches are respectful, that they're relevant, that they're long enough, and then the politician will choose based, you know, on their, you know, the politician has agency themselves. They will pick a speech that speaks directly to, I imagine, their own views and policies as well. It is a nonpartisan campaign. We have politicians across the political spectrum participating. And, you know, initially there was a lot of hesitation about what kind of speeches they would read. I don't imagine a climate denier will read a speech about climate change, but maybe they'll realise they have no choice when all speeches are, at the moment, tend to reference climate change.
Yeah, this is something interesting, and I'm glad you addressed it because I was thinking about this as well. To start with, what's the diversity of political beliefs that you've seen in the submissions so far? Because from my probably ignorant perspective, I don't know a lot of gas-led recovery advocates that are under 21 that might be pushing a speech with these sorts of values towards Parliament. From sort of what you've seen in general, have you seen a balance between conservative and progressive ideas, or do they sort of sit to one side of the political spectrum from what you've seen so far?
Yeah, the speeches have mostly been leaning to the left, but we've also had speeches submitted about the importance of Minecraft in school curriculum and how much historical relevancy Minecraft games are, you know, which doesn't lean to the left or right at all. It's just a 10-year-old boy's passion for the game, which is awesome. But the kind of the primary issues have been climate change, Indigenous land rights, and women's rights. And a lot of them don't necessarily pose solutions. They don't have much time to pose solutions, but they stress the importance of policies reflecting these problems that we're facing at the moment.
If the government isn't willing to commit to net zero by 2050, the people that are currently running the country and not listening to a lot of the constituency, the all age groups, national constituency that are advocating for drastic action on climate change, do you expect them to listen to people who are under 21 or even more so people who aren't even eligible to vote?
No, not at all, to be honest. And I guess this campaign is not necessarily designed to educate politicians. I think politicians know what young people care about. It's about bringing young people into the process. So one of the questions we ask when they submit a speech is this your first time engaging with your federal politician? 80, 90% say yes. And for us, that is the most important step. Helping young people realise that they can and should contact their federal politician. That's what they're paid to do. That's what they're elected to do. You know, and also part of the submission process is once they submit a speech, Raise Our Voice Australia are connecting them to all of our partners who are running workshops in political literacy, in activism, in media training to help young people stay engaged. So it's actually far less about politicians. They're jumping on board, of course. It looks good. They're listening to their young people. They're reading a speech. They're giving a young person an opportunity. And many genuinely care about that and care about listening to their young constituents. But so few of them have youth councils. So few of them have youth advisory boards. And that speaks more than just their participation in the campaign.
Now, finally, how can people make submissions and how can people get involved in Youth Voice in Parliament Week?
So young people can make their submissions on the website, raiseourvoiceaustralia.com/youthvoice. Parents and teachers who are listening, a lot of you have jumped on board and gotten your classes or your kids to participate. This is a great lockdown activity as well. So you can do that through the website. And also we have made sure that we're highlighting speeches on our Facebook and Instagram, which is Raise Our Voice Australia. So you can check it all out there.
Awesome. Fantastic lockdown activity. And if you're homeschooling, I guess you're the dictator of the curriculum. So parents, get out there and head to that website and tell your kids about how they can raise their voice in Youth Voice in Parliament Week. That's all we've got time for. Ruby, thank you so much for joining me here on 2SER.
Thanks for having me.